One of the things folkies like to do, don't we like to remember the past a lot? Isn't that what we do? We talk about, you know, the people who are gone and who used to be here and how it was 20 years ago, and I love that. So here are some people that are gone, but they weren't performers. Peggy Bulger is back as a volunteer this weekend. And Peggy, yeah, and Peggy, you're Peggy's mom. Peggy is now the director of the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. So if you went to the Library of Congress, well, not tonight because she wouldn't be there, right? But if you went to the Library of Congress and you wanted to look up somebody from your home state, you could just look up Peggy. I don't think she's born here, but she spent a long time here. And she's got this great job being very helpful to, you know, preserving folklore. Teresa Hollingsworth is here. Now, I saw Teresa today. And Teresa, if you're here, you should stand up and take a bow. Thank you, Teresa. I'm joking. I can't see anything from here, okay? Teresa Hollingsworth. She is now the manager of programs and services of the Southern Folk Arts Federation in Atlanta. And so she came down here. This is one of her official site visits. That's the way she worked it. One more. Hey, she's smart, you know. Oh, thank you. All right. I want to talk for just a second about Mike Seeger. Uh-oh. I asked him some, I read his biography just like you did, and most of that stuff I knew. So here's what he told me. I said, tell me something people don't know. And he said, my oldest brother Charles was a pioneer in extraterrestrial intelligence. He was looking for these people, looking for intelligence before anybody else was, or almost anybody else was. And then Mike commented, and now we're looking for intelligence on Earth. He also told me that his mother was a modernist composer and that her compositions were so far out that nothing that's played on National Public Radio today rivals them yet. Okay, there's one more story. And I told him, I said, I know this great story about you. That was the story where you were in a motel and you could hear a couple or somebody through the walls in the next room. And so knowing that you could hear them, you knew they could hear you. So you pulled out your Jew's harp and you just put it right up next to the wall and you went, bow, wow, 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 wow. Just one time. Is that a good image? And it's a great story. And he said, I don't think I ever did that. Please welcome one of the cornerstones of old-time music in America, Mr. Mike Seeger.
Thank you. Very glad to be here and part of your wonderful folk festival. I'm looking forward to hearing some more of the music and seeing some more of the dance tomorrow and the next day. Anybody here want to buy a little dog? I'm right here to sell you. Ain't no catfish, ain't no hog, and I'm right here to tell you that dog. Talk about that dog. His head is long, ears is flat. Never stop to eat till the ball of the jack. That dog, that dog, that dog, that Tennessee dog. He's the meanest dog that come from Tennessee. Takes pork chops and liver. Catch more rats than any other cat on this side the Mississippi River. That dog, that Tennessee dog. His head is long, ears is flat. Never stops to eat till the bone of the jack. That dog, that dog, that dog, that Tennessee dog. He's the meanest dog that come from Tennessee. Thank you. come here to me, Debbie. Falls right up and she'll vote. Catch more rats than any other cat on this side of the Mississippi River. That dog, that Tennessee dog, yes, it is long, yes, it is flat. Lives up to eat till the bone of the jack. That dog, that dog, that dog. Talk about that dog. He's the meanest dog that come from Tennessee. Thank you, folks. That was, as you might have guessed, Tennessee Dog with the quills, whoop, and the banjo. It's a Tennessee song that I learned from a fellow in Virginia, my home state. I'd like to play you a couple of old-time tunes here. That's what I do, and sing some old-time songs. I sing old songs, the songs that we entertained ourselves with many, many hundreds of years before we got push-button and microphones, push-button music, and so forth. And we have wonderful musicians now, but we had a lot of musicians then because everybody who wanted to hear music had to be either making it themselves or real near to somebody who did, because we just didn't have this remote control music that we do now. So a lot of people play. And if you all want to stick around a little while, the campground is full of homemade music tonight. This is a piece I learned from Doc Boggs. He was a miner in eastern Kentucky and southwestern Virginia for 40 of his some 71 years. Quiet instrumental, and we can listen to the sound around us accompanying me. Singer and banjo player. way to spend about 2 or 3 minutes of your life, was it? I've done it before, too. And that's it. When the banjo was brought over here with the African people, the enslaved African people, back in the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s, why, it looks something like this. It's a basket gourd with the top cut off and a little bit of an animal skin put across the top, and somehow, sometimes they used to tack them, but I've got this way of doing it so I can adjust it. You know, this is a modern gourd banjo. And then it has one single piece of wood going for a neck, no fingerboard, no frets, and gut strings, animal gut strings. It's 100% organic and biodegradable. And that's why historians have such a hard time finding them, because they've all just gone right back. You won't even find them in the landfills of yesteryear. This is one of the English songs that became African-Americanized back in the 19th century, the cuckoo bird. Gonna build me a log cabin on a mountain, so I can see Willie as she goes riding by. Hollers cuckoo till the 4th of July. Oh, often I wonder why women love men, but then I wonder why men love them. Your parents don't like me. They say I'm too poor. They say I'm not worthy for to enter your door. I'm a-going to the coal fields. I'm a-gonna dig coal. I'll bring back more money than your little apron can hold. Thank you. Just kind of imagine yourself walking along either 100 years ago or a couple of hours ago, and you wanted to have music and you didn't have a boombox with you. Not 100 years ago, of course, but you know. And that you wanted to, didn't have any instruments or nothing, you know. So what you would do, just maybe holler a little bit. And if you're coming up to somebody's house,
and they're a little suspicious. They might want to know, you know, who you are. It's kind of like old-time caller ID. Because everybody would have their own holler, you know. And this is one that a fellow up in Okefenokee Swamp used to let folks know what was happening up there. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Something like that. Now the jew's harp used to be our country's most popular instrument because you could pop it into your pocket. You could buy them for 25 cents. And if you're interested in trading, you could trade it to people, you know, for something. It was more like better than money, probably. It's traded to land up where I'm from. Traded for land with the Native Americans. They traded Augusta County and all points west, which is pretty good considering it's in Virginia, and that would go through Ohio and West Virginia and over in through Missouri and so forth. Anyway, they traded it for jew's harps and blankets and beads and things like that. So it was handy that way. Farmers, blacksmiths could make them, and then you could always get something out of them if you didn't chip your teeth first. Now, mostly it just has one note itself, but inside your mouth, you can get other notes, kind of like when, you know. Well, close to it anyway. So that's where part of the sound comes from. So I thought I'd give you a little tune here. I sometimes call this I'm So Miserable Without You, It's Almost Like Having You Here. But it's better if I call it by its proper name. Did you ever see The Devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see the devil, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see the devil, Uncle Joe? Did you ever see the devil, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Don't mind the weather, so the wind don't blow. Hop on, my ladies, three in a row. Hop on, my ladies, three in a row. Hop on, my ladies, three in a row. Don't mind the weather, so the wind don't blow. Will your horse carry double, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Will your horse carry double, Uncle Joe? Will your horse carry double, Uncle Joe, Uncle Joe? Don't mind the weather, so the wind don't blow. Hop on, my ladies, three in a row. Hop on, my ladies, three in a row. Hop on, my ladies, three in a row. Don't mind the weather, so the wind don't blow. One of the things I like about what we call roots music or homemade old-time music is that you can write songs on any subject almost. Country Western, at its best, is like that, I think. And this is a song that was written, it was sung over in West Virginia. I don't know exactly who wrote it. It sounds like somebody who probably was familiar with the written word. But let's see. It's called Poor Indian. And it's done in the old-time style, the way most of our old English songs came over here from England, Scotland, Ireland, was out without any accompaniment at all. And the voices, they ranged from average to below average to far above average, and I'm kind of just in there somewhere. Now the poor Indian sits in his canoe as he paddles along o'er the water so blue. He thinks of the time when this land was their own, before those pale-faced ones among them were known. Among them were known, among them were known. Before those pale-faced ones among them were known. When those white men first came to this soil, they lived at their ease from sorrow and toil. They hunted the panther, the deer they did slay. Now the red deer they've driven away from our plain. Away from our plain, away from our plain. Now the red deer they've driven away from our plain. They built their fine cities all over our land, and on those rich meadows their farmhouses stand. They've took all the country from Texas to Maine. Poor Indian now roams for his wigwam in vain. For his wigwam in vain. For his wigwam in vain. Poor Indian now roams for his wigwam in vain. Now the graves of our forefathers, where are they now? They've turned them all under, they're given the plow. They've turned them all under from Texas to Maine. Poor Indian now roams for his wigwam in vain. That's the poor Indian. The Quills were known in this country long before unsettlers came in from across the ocean. And they made them out of clay, but I suspect they made them out of cane from river bottoms too, just like these. And I have no idea how the Native American peoples played the Quills. We have no idea, really. We do know that the English people played hymns on them and probably other things. And African-American people tended to play a little bit and whoop a little bit. And so I made up a piece based on a couple of the players that I'd heard, including Joe Patterson, who's from southeastern Alabama, in other words, almost Florida. So, he had something, a high-tech percussion instrument made just like this one here that I made. And so here we go with the Quill Ditty. Ah.
Right.
I'd like to wind up my set here with a few songs with the auto harp. I was reared in the Washington, D.C. suburbs out in Maryland, and the first instrument I ever tried to play was the auto harp, but that was considerably after I had started singing these time songs, because our family just sang all the time. My father and mother both sang old-time songs, although they were reared in with other traditions and were trained, almost trained out of this kind of music. And the auto harp then was a very different instrument than it is now. There's wonderful virtuosos of the auto harp. I was just speaking with Mark Faculty today, who's a wonderful auto harp player. He's also an instrument maker. And I gather there's a whole bunch of auto harp players around. This is one of the songs I learned as a kid. Country, a stranger I came. I courted a fair maid, and Nancy was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right to complain? I wrote to see my Nancy, I wrote both day and night. I courted dearest Nancy, my own heart's true delight. I wrote to see my Nancy, I wrote both day and night. Till I stole a fine gray horse from Captain William White. The fresh king had followed and overtaken me. They carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shoved me in. They shamed off my head and they cleared off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans. Till I wished to my own soul I'd never been a thief. My pockets and my cap set on so bold, with my coat of many colors like Jacob's of old. Thank you, folks. I'm going to do a really modern song for you now. Of course, well, the Quill Ditty, that's only about 10 years old, that one. But this is a song of the Carter family from Virginia. And it's a song that Sarah Ann Maybelle Carter wrote in the 30s. And it has much the feeling of border music, of Mexican music. And Maybelle said she and they loved Mexican music back in the 30s. And so it was a little bit influenced by that. You are my flower. The grass is just as green, the sky is just as blue. Day is bright, the birds are singing too. You are my flower.
that's blooming in the mountain for me. For my flower that's blooming there for me. Sunlight just as free, and nature seems to say it's all for you and me. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. And snow begins to fall, I'll sing this song for you, my loving all in all. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountain for me. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Thank you.
Well, I've enjoyed playing for you here tonight, and I'm going to be down back for a workshop, a banjo workshop tomorrow, and then another concert program, I think, a short set somewhere else. I can't remember, but come on back. Oh, well, a lot of you got out here for the duration, aren't you?
Yeah.
Good, good. By the way, I also have a couple of CD digital representations of my music out there at the somewhere out there, I guess. And if you'd like to take some of that home with you and see if it plays on your machine, that's fine too. Okay, here we go. Home Sweet Home. Thank you, folks.